I'm reading tonight from Act 4, Scene 3, beginning with Amelia, where they're speaking about whether or not sleeping with somebody else besides your husband is worth the price. Amelia, the world's a huge thing, but it is a great price for a small vice. Desdemona, in truth, I think thou wouldest not. Amelia, in truth, I think I should, and undo it when I had done it. Mary, I would not do such a thing for a joint ring, nor for measures of lawn, nor for gowns, petticoats, nor caps, nor any petty exhibition. But for the whole world? Odd's pity. Who would not make her husband a cuckold to make him a monarch? I should venture purgatory for it. Desdemona, beshrew me if I would do such a wrong for the whole world. Amelia, why, the wrong is but a wrong in the world, and having the world for your labor, 'tis a wrong in your own world, and you might quickly make it right. Desdemona, I do not think there is any such woman. Amelia, yes, a dozen, and as many as to the advantage as would store the world they played for. But I do think it is their husbands' faults if wives do fall. Say that they slack their duties and pour our treasures into foreign laps, or else break out in peevish jealousies, throwing restraint upon us. Or say they strike us, or scant our former having in despite. Why, we have galls, and though we have some grace, yet we have some revenge. Let husbands know their wives have sense like them. They see and smell and have their palates both for sweet and sour as husbands have. What is it that they do when they change us for others? Is it sport? I think it is. And doth affection breed it? I think it doth. Is it frailty that thus errs? It is so too. And have not we affections, desires for sport and frailty as men have? Then let us use them as well. Let them know the ills we do, their ills instruct us so.